I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
All right, you want to do a tangent, guys?
Yes.
Man, let's do a tangent because people complain we don't do enough of them, and they're right. Actually, they're right. We don't do enough of them. But here's a new edition of the tangent. Take it away.
It's the tangent with the Fred Show.
Giving you all the shit we couldn't talk about on air.
All right. So, you know, I occasionally dabble in the dating apps. And I've met some nice people over the years. I've met some... not great people. I mean, I don't know. It's like, whatever. But I feel like when I'm not... I don't love it. I don't love anything about it. I think it's a game. I think it's a numbers game. I think you got to match with a bunch of people and work real hard to get a couple dates because, you know, even if you match, it doesn't mean that they didn't match with somebody else that they might like better or think they like better and or that came in more recently. So it's like... and you obviously can't go out with everybody. So it's just... I don't know. It's a numbers game and I don't really have the time or the energy to do the work. But... I did get back on, and I have been matching with some people. But how about this one? I matched with this girl, early 30s. We're chatting. We're talking. Then we start texting, talking about going out. And you know me. I mean, I think part of the... I wouldn't say it's a problem, because I think my approach often leads to not going out with people. But yet... if I went out with these people and didn't know some of this information that I wind up getting out of them beforehand, then it probably wouldn't work anyway. So it's like, it's double-edged sword. Because Kaylin, I know you've been to me before. Like, hey, how about we, and I've even seen like on TikTok, these dating coaches or whatever, like, you know, eliminate the pre-date texting and talking, like just get it all out on the date in person. Right. But I don't know that I wouldn't get this information in person because this is my gift, you guys. I have the gift of extracting information from people. It's what I do for a living.
It's your kryptonite is what it is.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's fascinating. And like if there's a string, I'm going to pull on it. And for whatever reason, people tell me the craziest stuff. And so I'm chatting with this girl. We're texting. We've never talked. We've never met. And I guess we were talking about like previous relationships and like what our experience has been like on these apps. And she's like, yeah, I was dating a guy for like 2.5 years. And then I broke up with him and I'm out here on these apps and whatever else. And then I don't know. It kind of got a little spicy, the conversation, kind of like, well, where are you at? Like how the date's going? Like, I don't know. Basically, it got to like sex, like what's happening in that realm of your life. And she's like, oh, I don't sleep around with guys on this app. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's good. And then she's like, because I still fuck my ex. Oh. She says this. And I'm like, okay, so let me get this straight. And she's like, yeah, I disqualify guys really quickly. And I'm like, well, yeah, of course you do. Because if you go on a date and you find anything about this person that you don't like, then you just call your ex and go sleep with him. And so I'm sort of like, this is kind of dumb. Like, you're not really single. And she's like, and we kind of got into it about it. And she's like, no, I'm absolutely single. I'm like, but you're not. Because this guy you were with for 2.5 years, it's obviously not worthy of you being in a relationship with him. One or the other or both of you think that, right? Because if it were, you'd be in a relationship. But the fact that you still sleep with this person still, that's not just I'm sleeping with like a friend or I have someone I go to for sex. I have a maintenance man or whatever. There's actual like emotional ties to this individual. 2.5 years is a long time, right? And I get it. You know what? It must suck to like be with somebody. Obviously, the sex is good. The rest of the relationship wasn't. This person knows you, knows what you like, knows how to get it done. You know, and for whatever reason, you're not going to, either they don't want to be with you, or you don't want to be with them, or you don't want to be with each other. And so then you got to go out and sort of reestablish that with other people. And you run the risk when you're hooking up with people for the first time, when you're dating, like any other dating situation, that it won't be what you want, or that you have to train them, or that you have, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I understand the desire to keep going back to that person. But again, this isn't just a casual person who puts it down. This is a person with whom you have a lot of history. And in my opinion, I say this not as a statement of her value. I don't think it's worth my time, because the fact of the matter is, I think I have a very small chance of it working out, because I think she's still caught up on this other guy. The fact that she's telling me this, and then she's like, well, no, I'm really single. And now, of course, she's disappeared, because I don't think that she likes, but she provided that information. She said it to me. But I mean, would you bother going out with somebody who admits to still sleeping with their ex? And her point was, I think everybody does this. They just don't talk about it. And I'm like, well, that might be true. But now that I know that, like, you know what I mean? How, if you're still going back to someone with that much history, how much of an opportunity are you? How open-minded are you really about the future, honestly? Because more than likely, if you start sleeping with somebody else, that's over.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason they're not together anymore, though.
Right.
I don't know where you find these people.
Right.
That talk, like, I really don't, because I don't ever, especially that soon, talk about past relationships. Like, that is not a detail I would ever give up. And I don't understand that. And maybe you do a great job of making people feel safe, and like, it's, there's not going to be judgment. But obviously there does come judgment when you say something wild like that.
Well, and I'm not even judging her for doing that. I guess if I'm judging anything, it's my ability to make an impact, or to get a fair shot at dating her, you know, or hooking up with her or whatever else. Because and for her to say she disqualifies most guys, and that's because she's still thinking about that guy. That's because she's got a place to go if it doesn't work out. You know, you go in a couple, this is boring. You know, I don't know. I don't know how motivated you are if you're still sleeping with your ex.
But what is your end game? Like, are you just there to hook up? If you're just there to hook up with this woman, then I don't see a problem with it, because she's single, you're single, she can sleep with whoever she wants to.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I'm not. Look, am I looking to hook up? I am looking to hook up, but I'm looking to hook up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. Congrats on the sex. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I definitely want to judge chemistry, and like, but ultimately, truly, my ambition would be to find someone that I hook up with consistently and then am in a relationship with at some point, and then who knows? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not simply on the apps just to get laid. Like, that doesn't really do it for me.
Well, what if you just go and be doper than her ex? You know? Like, there's two ways to look at it. You could be like, oh, I'm not even gonna try, or you could just go and it could be a better situation for her.
No, it could. I think at this point I'm out. I think she's disqualified me now because I know too much.
Right.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, and by the way, that in itself tells me that she, you know, now that I know, it's like, yeah.
That's on her. She told you.
I'll keep going out with other guys, but they're not going to know this information. So I kind of feel bad for those guys, because I truly don't know if people really have a chance, because I think she, for whatever reason, it's just comfortable or easy to keep going backwards. And right. But I agree with you. If you're still sleeping with this person and the relationship was functional, then you'd be together still. So what's the disconnect?
Right.
The sex was good, but the rest of it sucked. I mean, you know,
ain't that always the truth?
Yeah, that's what it's giving.
I've had more of the. Have I had that? I guess in my past I've had it where I should not be with somebody, but the sex is awesome. But then I've also had where the sex is not that great, but the person's pretty cool. And it's like, damn it. You know, and I think that's why I don't lead with the physical, but I'm 40 something years old. Like, I'm not going to wind up with somebody who, with whom there is an almost instant attraction and chemistry. So I'm not out here trying to get laid, but I'm also not trying to like really get to know somebody well, only to find out that we're just not on the same page. Because I do think you get to a certain point in life where you like what you like and I like what I like, and either that comes together and we make it work. It's not like we're 21 anymore and we're teaching each other. There's still some of that goes on, right? I mean, obviously, when you first meet somebody, it's not going to be as good as it could be in the future, case in point. But, like, I don't know. I guess I'm not shy to say that that's something I want to experiment up front and see what's going on with that. Because I don't need to be in a relationship at all. So I guess I want to make sure I can get the best of both worlds. And I'm pretty forward about it, clearly. But I don't know.
Like about the chemistry stuff?
Yeah.
So you before the date will do a little sexting?
Sometimes, sometimes not.
I'd be so nervous.
Like, I read the room. I guess what I'm trying to read is like, there's a few things I'm trying to get. Do you have a sense of humor? Do you take yourself seriously? Are you sort of open-minded? You know, because for some people it's like, and I also understand people are kind of scarred by these dating apps too, because some people are just gross. You know, some of the stuff that has been sent to you guys and some of the stuff that people have shown me that men write is disgusting. Like, I mean, and you know my theory about this. It must work because guys wouldn't do it if it didn't work. So there are obviously people out there who are never going to admit it, who are like, yes, I would like to come over and fart in your face or whatever weird shit people are asking for. That's a real one I saw. Will you sit on my face and fart? Real one I saw from a guy.
Wow.
You know, he's copy and pasting that several times over.
Right.
So I think I come at it a little more respectfully, but I'm not ashamed.
Oh, yeah. Someone asked me to fart in their face.
Oh, is it you? I've heard it more than once, actually.
Yeah. I posted it. He said, God, okay, what was the thing? It was, I love you. Didn't answer. And then it was.
That's sweet.
Yeah. And then it was, can you fart in my eye? No answer. No. And the last one was, I'm so sorry. I recently got diagnosed with autism. That might be why I sent those messages. Kiki.
I mean, it was not true. Like National Autism Day the other day.
That's not why he's asking me to fart in his eye.
Yeah, I don't think those two things are correlated. But I mean, I'm not an expert. I don't, you know.
I think that he was just saying that because I wasn't answering.
So you did it? Did he get pink eye or no?
Like you should just play to him and be like, okay, cool. Where can I meet you and fart in your eye?
You know what? I can't fart on command, first of all. Nice. Second of all, I'm not interested in that. And third of all,
that's a very personal thing to do for someone.
Why would you want that?
Yeah, I'm really not sure.
Yeah. No, I don't think he was actually diagnosed with autism.
Well, I don't know. I mean, dating app or not, if you meet someone and they're like, yeah, I'm totally single, but I'm also still fucking my ex. Like, I mean,
it's so odd.
I'm also highly sensitive to the whole ex thing right now, too. You know, it's like I need to meet people who are not attached in any way. Yeah. Like, can we just
to date single people?
Yeah. Can we like because I'm sorry, I don't think you're truly by definition single, because if I knew that my ex put it down and I'm habitually going back for just that, I'm going to sit on these dates with these girls and you're going to say one thing to me I don't like, and I'm going to be like, all right, I don't need you for this. I'm not interested. Like, the bar would be that much higher, I think. And that's not what I'm not intimidated by the bar. I guess it's just like, am I wasting my time? Are you going to wind up telling me, like, I don't want to get with you because I don't want to get with you? Or is it because you still want to get with him? Yeah. Does it have anything to do with me?
Well, I know you're not this way, but I think for some people, sex can be very transactional. And so I think even if the relationship didn't work out, you know, if they are good in bed, then that could be just a transactional situation. There's a reason they're not together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or there's a way where actually, like, okay, you're not getting clouded on a date just because you're horny, right? Like, you're getting off.
Right, the post-nut clarity.
Right, at a normal time. So you could actually, like, weed out, is this date good? Like, someone that I actually want to be in a relationship with, or am I just horny?
That is true. Mm-hmm. That is true. But I have to wonder, like, how open-minded is this person really?
Oh, yeah.
And that's all I'm saying, is, like, how focused on, because if you meet somebody else and you start sleeping with them, probably there would have to be a conversation on the other side. Hey, I met somebody else.
Oh,
and then you might burn that down officially. And so, like, that's another question, is are you ready to completely disqualify yourself from another person? Because if, I mean, maybe until you're actually in a relationship, then everybody's okay with that. But I tend to be like, pretty quickly in the process, if we're sleeping together, like, hey, we don't, like, for as long as this lasts, can we not bang other people? Like, I tend to sort of like that agreement, especially with this uncurable gonorrhea that's floating around.
Mm, yeah.
You know? Whoa. I don't think that's an unfair expectation. Now, I'm not saying that's what she would do or wouldn't do. But if I'm in that situation and my ex-girlfriend comes to me and says, I'm fucking somebody else now, that might make me feel a certain kind of way. That might make the breakup feel more real. And then I might move on. And again, I'm really out here with my forward thinking here.
I was going to say.
But let's face it. If your ex, you're sleeping with him and he came to you and said, hey, I started fucking somebody else, you're probably not going to fuck him anymore.
I don't know why he would tell me that if we were single. I don't know why people are telling you these things.
Right, like, I don't want to know. Like, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. Like, we're both single.
I'm going to assume that you're having sex with other people.
And unless, use a condom.
Right. Like, unless we, like, have that conversation. So, like, why would you be so forthcoming? Like, that's right. So hot.
Maybe she just wasn't interested, Fred. And that's her, like, go-to out. You know, like, hey, I sleep with my ex. I'm not interested anymore. See ya.
Maybe, but I don't know how we got that far.
Right.
I mean, why do I have her phone number? Right. Why are we texting? Like, you know what I mean?
Just ghost at that point.
Right. Yeah.
Just, I think you just put the...
Which is what she's doing now, by the way.
Is it, the cart before the horse?
The cart before the horse.
Yeah. You put the cart before the horse. Like, until you try stuff, you don't know. You overthink way before we even get there. You know?
Well, there's no question about that. I have this information now. But it's not, it's like, I don't know if it's some little subconscious game I like to play, but I'll sit next to people on planes and like, I sat next to a person on a plane like a year ago, and before the end of it, I knew she was having an affair. And I've never
met... Put your headphones in, bro. Right.
I've never met this person. Well, no, I don't know.
Get a cocktail and go to sleep.
I think I wound up with the middle seat somehow. It was a last-minute thing, and then she was there, and then I think she was scared about the takeoff and said something to me about it, and she was cute, so we get to talking. And before the end of it, she's telling me about how she cheated on one guy to be with her husband, and now she's cheating on him and doesn't know. And I'm just... And at the end of it, she goes, why the fuck did I tell you all that? And I'm like, it's my gift. It's
my gift. You need to stop your gift because it's hurting you.
Right.
But is it though? That's my question. Like, is it really? Or is this person not really available? And did I just get saved again? Because I do seem to have a knack for the unavailable.
Right, but you have like the perfect storm of getting the information out of people, but then on the other side, overthinking it and replaying, and then like spiraling, right? Like it's like the two things that shouldn't go together.
But I guess we come back to the point again, though, Jason. We come back to the very point of the podcast, which is now that I have the information, if you had that information, what would you do with
it? Right. I mean, if we were to move forward, there would have to be a conversation of like, okay, if we're going to date, like actually date, are you actually serious about not fucking your ex?
Yeah.
Because if we're gonna date and you're still gonna go fuck him, then like, I'm not in it to date you. Like, if like you have to match up with your intentions.
And am I really getting a fair shot here? Like, are you really open to this?
Are you emotionally cut off? Like, is it gonna be an easy thing? Like, I'm just not gonna fuck him anymore. Or are you still emotionally invested? Like, that has to be a conversation.
Because I've dated people before, and you know, I don't like to sleep with more than one person at the same time. I don't like to do that. I know. I mean, even if it's just a couple times and then we just have that conversation, like if it's not going to happen again, I'll just, you know, I mean, like how hard is that? I don't know why we have to be out here like stacking them up. I really don't know. But but like I've been in a situation where I got something that I kind of like, but we're not official. And so I'm still out here searching for something that I think might be better. I mean, that's the design of the apps, right?
You're allowed to do that. Yeah.
And so, but my point is like, if I like somebody enough that I'm considering them, am I really open? Like, is the bar just that much higher for these? Am I wasting other people's time, basically, just to see if there's something better? And I realize that's what everybody's doing, so that's not really unfair, and it's so easy to do it. You know, back in the day, like in the 90s and the aughts, you know, like when you actually had to meet somebody in person and, like, make a real investment, I feel like it was less likely that people were stacking as deep as they are now, because you don't have to do anything to have five or six people pining after you at any given time. So I guess my point is, though, like I think of it myself, like when I'm in these situations where I'm not sure, I like someone a lot, but I'm not sure, the bar then becomes higher for all these other people than it would have been otherwise. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know if it's fair to go into these other dates, because it's like I'm doing the same thing. I'm sitting there going, no, this isn't better than what I got. Okay, nice meeting you. You go on another one. No, this isn't better than what I got. Or, hey, now that's better than what I got. It's not, you know?
Yeah, but I'm also a firm believer in, like, if you were with someone that you would be so enthralled with that you wouldn't even want to see what else is out there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, I'd like to believe
so that.
Yeah.
That tells you that it's not right. Like, if you still want to go open the app and see what else is going on, then the person you're with, like, I think that sort of answers itself.
I think you're right. I need to stop asking so many questions. That being said, this was valuable information to extract. Like in this
or
case,
maybe it wasn't.
Yeah.
What if she liked you a lot? You know, you just got to meet these people first.
I think if she liked me a lot, she would have said what she said, and then she wouldn't ghost me. And
well,
then
she hasn't met you yet.
Well, that's what I mean. I think we'd still meet, but I don't think that's even going to happen now. Which, by the way, tells me something too.
You don't know until you meet someone, though.
Well, I agree.
Texting and talking.
But
on the
we talked a couple days ago, and now we're not. And so something tells me I Because if there was really nothing going on there, then this information wouldn't be valuable.
But didn't you say you guys were arguing about it?
Not arguing about it, but I'm just like, hey, are you available? Like, are you really available?
Right. And she's like, her out.
I am. But my point is, I think I probably struck a chord, because now that I have that information, she doesn't seem to be interested anymore, which is fine. But if he weren't a thing, then I think she'd be like, yeah, well, fuck him. Like, let's go out and see.
But
like,
she can't say that before meeting you. You know what
I
mean?
But that's what I just said. Fuck him. Let's go out and see. Let's go out and see.
But the fuck him, though, is not going to come until you meet with someone in person and realize, well, oh, you're worth saying fuck him for.
I don't mean fuck him like go away. I just mean like I'm open to seeing if you're like, yeah, that was true yesterday, but maybe it won't be true tomorrow. I don't know that that's. If that were true, then we'd be talking and going out, but now we're not.
It's too much thinking. It's too much.
Fuck her at this point.
Oh, damn.
That's how I feel.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like, fuck her. Okay, girl, you are a weird. This is a weird flex. Like, I did not need to know this. She did not need to tell you this. She could have just been fucking and happy and on a date with you.
Right.
And
you know what I'm saying? Like, you are, that was very weird. And then I would also ask her, why do you value yourself? Why are you letting your ex still fuck, girl?
Boom.
I mean, you never gonna move on and get another man because
she's just trying to get some D.
Well, get some from a new man.
But what? Yeah, right. Right. Why are we still fucking the ex? Go fuck a new guy with whom you might have a better connection.
Now we're spreading the gonorrhea around.
Stop fucking. What I'm saying is, he's an ex. Stop. And I agree with
you.
You
need your fix. Why are you looking for the next one?
But I don't need to tell the next one that I'm getting my fix from this man.
She didn't need to say nothing.
As far as you're concerned, I'm a virgin. Okay, I am a celibate, and this cat is waiting on you, Fred. That's
ain't
what
no
I'm,
tangy cat.
Whoa. Yeah, that's what I would have told
that,
you.
Rufio. This cat was waiting on you, Fred.
Not this cat, but that cat over there.
Proverbial cat.
Not your cat.
Not my cat. No, my cat is chilling. But her cat should have been waiting on you. That's what I would have made you think, at least.
Of course, you always lie and make them think that. Yeah, 100%.
Oh my God.
So fuck her.
I realized I was the one asking the question, but I didn't say, are you fucking your ex?
Right.
She put that out there.
You make them feel safe, Fred.
That's weirdo energy, for sure.
Anyway,
did you tell her who you fucking?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not, though, right now.
Right.
I'm not, though.
Okay, so you said
it's been a bit of a... It's been a while.
Okay.
Oh. It's been a minute.
Okay.
I've been, I was trying to do one thing, and that thing is not. And so I'm not doing that anymore.
Okay.
And now I'm going to do something else.
Yes.
This cat is waiting.
Yeah.
So many cats.
I'm looking for a new peanutter. What is it again? Right. What is the thing?
The nutmobile?
I'm looking for someone to drive the nutmobile to Nuttown.
I would like to apply.
Okay. Well, Jason, I'll be honest with you. At this point, I'm open. I've really never been more open to alternative lifestyles.
Right. Blue whale tongue ready to go.
Yeah.
That's what they call me, a blue whale. They call me a blue whale.
Right. Oh, no ideas are bad.
Okay. She's missing out on this blue whale. Never mind. If you listen, then you know. I'm talking about my tongue, everyone. Okay. There's the tangent. We missed you. Have a good day.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.